Hey fam, I'm Jada Pinkett Smith, and this is the Red Table Talk podcast. All your favorite episodes from the Facebook Watch show in audio, produced by Westbrook Audio and iHeartRadio. Please don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. On this red piano, a super special episode with my sister, Alicia Keys.
What's the biggest misconception that you think people have about you?
Probably that I'm very happy. Or that I'm very strong.
Wow. Really?
I don't even know how to get mad.
Ooh, that's deep. She's sharing her truths, her fears, and her secret passions.
Oh, here we go.
RTT is on fire.
This girl is on fire.
Alicia's here today.
Ooh.
So we had to do something special for her.
Okay.
So.
There she is!
Oh, my
God.
How are you?
Oh, super good.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Should we go to the red piano?
Oh, yeah.
Wow! We got a red piano
we
talk.
We got a
today.
Red
oh,
piano
wow.
talk today. You know, I'm so excited to have you.
Me too. I'm honored. I'm so proud of y'all and excited.
I had to have the red nails for the red piano.
Yes. Well, first of all, I was trying to remember. I was like, how did we meet?
Honestly,
was it Superwoman?
I think it was the video.
Was it the video?
Yeah. If it was Superwoman, that's crazy good.
I think that was the first that you called and you were like, hey, I really want you to be in the video.
That
has to be it. But the crazy thing is I feel like I've known you since
Forever.
The day I was born.
I know.
For something about you, you're so kindred to me. I feel like I've never not known you.
I know.
But he was like,
hey.
From. It's been so interesting that I've become known for songs that are very empowering
yes,
for women.
Right.
I realize now that the times that I've written those songs are the times that I've needed those songs.
Yeah.
That makes total sense.
Yeah. It was usually at times where I felt so unstrong, so unsuperwomanly,
right.
so weak or confused or feeling misunderstood, right. that the only way that I knew how to get through that was to write what I was hoping for.
Yeah.
That's really powerful, though, because it's almost like medicine. Yeah. Not only medicine for you, but medicine
for
us.
Other people.
You know?
Even when I'm a mess, I still put on a vest with it. There's so much else.
Yes.
Oh, yes, I'm a super woman.
Yes.
Because I'm a mess, y'all. I'm a mess.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. We all know. Are.
I didn't realize that ever.
When did you realize it?
Like yesterday.
When you say you're a mess, like what are the things that you've
realized?
Like
my thing that I do?
Yeah.
I have been doing this thing for many years where I have been downplaying or whatever it is that I need because I never want to come off too demanding.
Yeah.
I just need that little bit. I don't need a lot.
Right.
And I've always thought that that was actually a very righteous, beautiful way to be.
Mm-hmm.
I realize that, in fact, what I've been doing to myself and what I've been actually asking the universe to give me is only a little bit. I've been battling potentially some self-worth issues because for whatever reason, I'm feeling like I'm not deserving of
Hallelujah.
Greatness.
You're not good enough.
Yeah. And I've been smushing it down for so long that it's become a habit, a bad habit.
Yeah.
I have some clarity as to how that happened. I think at the time that when I first started, I was so young. I mean, I was 14.
Yeah.
And when actually everything exploded, I was 18.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so I was a baby just trying to, I was like, I can do it,
put it
I can do
together.
It.
Yeah.
I can figure it out. here's what I do, ta-da. And I didn't know what I was doing. None of it, none of us. Like, I don't know what to do. What
exactly.
Do we do? They had such strong ideas about what they wanted for me.
Yeah.
And there was a certain sense of desire for me to be inaccessible.
Yeah.
And I think the reason why was mostly protection, because I was so young. I was a girl.
Yeah.
Like, everybody can't get to her. And so that happened, and suddenly didn't access myself either.
Yeah.
Because I was so young. And I was just trying to kind of hang on and make it all make sense and, like, not fall on my face.
Right.
And so I was trying to keep everything together. Like, I think I have it. Then is this how I do it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I just kept on.
Yep.
Wow.
And that was just it.
Yep.
So it just kind of ended up being that way.
Yeah. I understand the pain of and the pressure and how it exhausts one to have to live up to and unravel the smile. Because we always see you smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when there's some pain going
that's
on.
That's an amazing song. I'm like, the smile, type the, lip, the unravel the smile. It's so good. I realized that
tears to my eyes, just to feel. So have you been able to identify the fears within you?
Therapy. Space? Therapy. Thank you, because I need some.
Yes, I feel you.
My fears, I don't even know how to get mad.
Wow.
Really?
Ooh, that's deep.
I don't even know what it's like to just lose my mind on somebody and just totally lose it. My mother, on the other hand, is very good at being angry and kind of sharing her true feelings, which I actually admire deeply about her.
Right.
I almost wish, so many times I look at her like, I wish I could do that,
right.
Which would be so freeing.
Right.
But I think because she raised me and it was her and I, there was a certain balance that I had to naturally take in order for the relationship to work.
Mm.
We couldn't both kind of... Like somebody had to...
Be.
So I think I became that person.
Yeah.
And then I kind of took that with me everywhere. So then I became that person with everybody. Oh, I was going to be the figurer outerer.
Yeah.
I was going to be the one that kind of made everything. Oh, no.
The fixer.
That's what I... learn to be.
Right.
I'm gonna be the one with the piano, with the thing and the thing, with the nice and the fit, the sweet and the smile and the thing and the peacemaker. That's who I am.
Right.
But that's not who I am.
So in thinking about that, how did it make you feel when people would be angry at you? Would you get into a people-pleasing mode constantly, like, how can I make this right? How can I make this right?
Oh, I'm the one who had to put the bow with the ribbon and the sparkly paper over everything. Like, if everything wasn't wrapped up with a bow by the time I was finished with it, I was not comfortable.
Right.
It's so sickening. I'm so annoyed. I want to vomit at my own self, because it's just like, honestly?
Right.
Seriously?
Exactly.
And recently, I have to pull myself back from the collar on my jacket. And I say, don't fix that.
Yeah.
I feel you on that one. Oh, my God, I feel you. Oh, my. And it hurts.
And it's hard.
Yeah.
What was the best piece of advice you've ever gotten?
Probably from my amazing grandmother. This is one of my favorite songs. And you remind me of my grandmother. Does everybody tell you that? I feel like you might remind a lot of people of their grandmother. When she was dying, she lived with me.
Wow.
And it was amazing because all my life, she had taken care of me.
Right.
And she was so elegant and strong and fierce and sincere. And there wasn't a card that she didn't write for a person's birthday or a celebration or a graduation, or she was that one.
Right.
And I knew I wasn't gonna have her much longer. And I started thinking about mortality a lot. And I remember when I wrote this song, a lot of people thought that it's about a love of a boyfriend, a man. But this was really about my love for her. And so So she taught me to cherish the moments. And she also taught me that if things weren't happening the way that you thought they were supposed to happen, that was okay.
Yeah.
That was okay. I was like, what? That's not okay.
Yeah.
She's like, it is okay.
Yeah.
You gotta let things be.
Yes.
And so, if I had no more time, no more time left to be here, would you cherish what we had? Was I everything that you were looking for? If I couldn't feel your touch and no longer were you with me, I'd be wishing you were here to be everything that I've been looking for. I don't want to forget the present is a gift, and I don't want to take for granted the time you may have here with me. 'Cause Lord only knows another day is not really guaranteed. So every time you hold me like this is the last time.
Yes.
Every time you kiss me like you'll never see me again. Every time you touch me like this is the last time. Promise that you'll love me like you'll never see me again.
Wow. I remember that song. It was like one of my favorites too. Yeah,
so
I did not know
her.
It was about your grandmother though.
That was all beautiful. Her.
Yeah, all it her. Has such Thank a different you. Meaning.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. It has such a, wow, it's powerful.
It is.
Yeah.
She is. We are.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you. This is really a gift.
What's the biggest misconception that you think people have about you?
Probably that I'm very happy. Or that I'm very strong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I get the sense that people expect me. They're like, oh, what do you mean you feel bad? Oh, my favorite one, that they don't think I curse. I'm like, what the f*** are you talking about? What would make you think I don't curse? Watch when you air that. Oh, my, Alicia!
Yeah.
The pearls.
Not from the peacemaker.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until recently I realized the whole pedestal idea is like, please kick the pedestal down.
Yeah.
I don't want to be on nobody's pedestal.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm good. I'm going to be on the floor right
yes,
here.
Yes, I want to be right
I'm good.
Here.
Right? We all right here together. We are good.
Yeah.
I could just be me. I could be all my flawed, beautiful self. You could be your flawed, beautiful self. We can just hang out and talk and work through it and sort it out. That's where I want to be.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't
want to
be anywhere else.
That's what I've been using this red table or red piano to strip it down.
Yeah. Is that where the no makeup came from, too?
You know, the no makeup thing came. I was definitely frustrated with just a lot of things in the world. I had like a paper that I wrote down all the things that pissed me off.
Wow.
I'm pissed off about the way that if my son wants to paint his nails, it's a big frenzy.
Freaking deal, yeah.
I'm pissed off.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm pissed off that if I'm not so put together and I walk out the side, someone says to me, you look tired.
Are you okay?
I'm not tired.
This is just my face.
Yeah. This is my face.
Yeah.
But I didn't even know that because I didn't even know my face. Mm. I didn't even know my own face.
Right.
And when I took off all the stuff and I looked into the mirror, I didn't know that person. I was like, I would walk by the mirror and be like, I didn't know who that was.
Wow.
It was that drastic. I look back today. At pictures today, and I'm like, geez, Alicia, really? Yeah. Did it really have to be that? There was just so much.
Right.
Yeah. I was realizing that I wanted to know myself more.
Right.
Then I started getting this head trip about like, oh my gosh, I've done that because I've been told to do that.
Exactly.
Succumbing to whatever people's expectations of me are, right, which is mostly pretty much my whole life. Like, oh, what do you expect from me? Oh, yeah, let me do it.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
What would you say the time in your life that has been most challenging?
I would say finding the strength to let go of the people that weren't serving me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When they were so integral in everything that I had known.
Yeah.
And I felt almost so dependent on them. I felt, in my mind, I thought that without them, I wouldn't be me.
Yeah.
And that took a long time to come to terms with, that people definitely assist you in your journey, for sure. Mm-hmm. But they don't make you.
Yeah.
Nobody makes you. I make me.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. But it takes you a minute to get to that space.
Oh, it took so long.
When you realize
that
it's you.
Didn't I tell you yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay. Just yesterday. To this day, I'm like, I make me. I know what I need. Alicia, what do you need? Stop. Stop going, do you think that I need to? No.
Yeah.
It's like, we do this weird thing, me especially, and I want to ask everybody and their mother to tell me what their
opinion
is.
I do that, too. Right. I do that, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
For some reason, like, I don't trust myself
right.
to, like, know
yes.
if it's, like, the best it could possibly be. Mm-hmm.
And you know what I realized about that just in my own journey? There have been things in my life that I've done that would sit totally outside of what people think I am, right? So then you have this guilt and you have this shame. Mm. So then you lose the trust in yourself,
yeah,
right? Mm. Because you're like, I did this, I did that. Those weren't really great decisions.
Yeah.
So maybe I don't really know.
Right, you know,
maybe somebody else needs to be telling me, or maybe I need to be on this person's journey, right? And so I had to really take a moment and look at my life and go, all of it, every bit of it has been to get you to where you are today, to get you to your freedom. You had to go through those. You had to live who you weren't to know who you are.
Yes.
There is so much tenderness that I'm learning to have with myself.
Yeah.
And so much more empathy that I'm learning to have with myself.
Yeah.
And just being able to, like, I'm so empathetic about everybody else.
Yeah.
I can sit there and come up with every reason as to why.
Yeah.
Whatever. Oh, no, don't worry. It's just because they're a little frustrated and there's a lot going on and you could understand how that could, but I don't have that same tenderness with myself.
Yeah. I just want to talk a little bit about your relationship with Swizzle.
Okay, no.
So you guys have been married for 9 years now.
Yes.
How's that going?
It's always been so easy for us. Easy.
That's beautiful.
In the sense of nothing is just easy. There are challenges with everything.
But there's an ease between you.
Yeah. My husband's like such a free spirit. Swiss is like in the sky.
Yeah.
The way he thinks, he's just like, he's just in the sky and everything's just all up there.
Right.
And I'm like, I got grandma's foot and I'm like, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, 2 seconds. I got you for 2 seconds. Here's the thing. You got it? Okay. All right, go.
Yeah.
And that's like literally
how we have to
interface. And we get along really well like that because we balance each other. Like, he helps
sky
me dream.
And earth. Yes, I know all about it.
He helps you dream.
He helps me dream. I never dreamed like how I did before I met him.
Right.
Because the way he dreams, I'm like, geez, how you get all those thoughts together?
Right, exactly.
You know? And I've been jealous of him before. I've been like, you got bigger dreams than me.
I understand that,
too. You understand that?
Because Will dreams huge.
I'm like, why am I, my dream's not as big?
Yeah. And we'll have bigger dreams for us than we can even imagine for ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, what? So, what has motherhood taught you?
Gosh, so the kids, what have they taught me?
Yes.
They've taught me so much. They've taught me to appreciate the vibe, to appreciate the magic, and to know when it's not there. Because there's moments when something is actually magic, and you're like, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and stay here.
Yeah.
And I might be really late tonight.
Right.
But the magic is here and it's worth it.
Right.
And then there's other moments where I'm like, there is no magic.
Yeah.
And it's time
to
go.
Yeah.
It's time to go. I don't have to try to conjure up the magic and hurry up and make the thing happen. No, it's not happening today.
Yeah.
Go. Go yeah. make sure you're where you need to be,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So that's been cool, because I used to just beat things to death. Like,
yeah.
oof. If I wasn't working 19 hours a day, I wasn't actually working.
Working.
Yeah.
That's I get that.
Stupid. Yeah. Like, huh?
Well, before we go, we're going to bring out the fishbowl.
All right, fishbowl.
Yes. Fishbowl.
Alicia, how do you not lose yourself in a relationship when you are with a successful man?
Boom.
Mm. Okay, question. I like your question,
yes.
right? Ever since the beginning of our relationship, we always had something that was called keep it real, whatever the day was. So if it was Wednesday, we'd be like, keep it real Wednesday.
Yeah.
And that would kind of be our signal that there was something we needed to discuss.
Right.
That might be a little tricky.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
right.
For me, I've had a history of excusing things that I've felt, making excuses for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, he didn't mean that. What he really was probably trying to say, you know.
Yeah.
But I knew it bothered me, and I pushed it down, and I shoved it in there, and I kept it.
Right.
Instead of just like, hey, that really bothered me.
Yeah.
The way you said that, it made me feel like diminished or like you didn't really respect what I had to say. And that made me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I only lose myself when I can't speak for
when
myself.
When you don't express
right.
yourself.
Right. Yeah.
So that's
good.
All right, take another one?
Yeah, it's all for you.
What's your secret passion?
Ooh.
Yay. Ooh, I got it.
Okay.
My secret passion. I truly want to be a party planner.
Oh my!
I truly.
I was waiting for like.
I
really like molecular biology. I love it.
I truly.
I so get that though. Yes.
I do too.
Enjoy.
I always wanted to work in a bridal shop.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I can see that. I can see that. I truly enjoy.
It's like
yes
making
people happy, like putting an environment that makes people happy.
And taking their unique whatever and making it a moment that they'll never forget. I just enjoy it so much. I love surprises. I love surprising people. I didn't know that I liked this before.
That's interesting.
Because I didn't ever like to be surprised myself. I used to, don't surprise me. Don't celebrate my birthday. I was all tight.
Exactly.
I was so tight.
Right.
That was the problem. I was so tight.
Got it.
Loosen up, relax.
Yeah.
And so that's my secret passion.
I love party
that. Planners.
That's party
interesting.
Planner.
I've considered starting a side business, but
you
I'm
should.
Like, oh, no. It might
fulfill
be tricky.
Fulfill your party you planning know. Dreams.
Exactly.
How many are you supposed to do? That's it.
You could do
as many as you want.
Yeah.
Is there an artist you haven't collaborated that you'd love to do something together with?
Oh, wow. Ooh.
Well, my lifelong dream is to collaborate with Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
Period in a story.
Yeah.
That's like a, that's like a,
that's
I
a
can't believe
that
we haven't
would,
done
that
anything.
That would be amazing.
So iconic.
That's gonna, that,
like.
We're gonna say that's happening.
We're gonna put
exactly.
that
out
going
universe.
To happen.
It hasn't happened yet, but it's
going
happening.
To happen.
Yes.
Big love to her. She's
yep.
amazing.
Yay.
Thanks for my fishbowl.
Yes.
Fishbowl love.
That's it. But before we leave, can you play Girl on Fire on our way out?
Oh, shoot. Request.
Request.
Only if y'all sing it real loud with me.
Okay.
Real crazy.
You don't want me to sing, Alicia.
I know,
you
I'm
do
scared
not.
To sing with Alicia.
All right, We get to the chorus, okay? We're
gonna
play
it. Okay.
All right, just playing it out because we Girls on Fire, we're just gonna kill it.
Okay.
It don't matter. We could be off, we could be on, we could be flat, we could be sharp. That's the point.
Okay.
100%. Don't forget.
Okay.
All right.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh, she got her feet on the ground and she's burning. awesome.
That was amazing.
It was.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for doing this and for conceptualizing this and being brave enough to be together like this and breaking down barriers and opening us all up to talking. It's a blessing.
I love to hear that.
Seriously.
That was awesome.
Hey, RTT family. Join our Red Table Talk group on Facebook to become part of the conversation. And be sure to follow the show page to catch up on all our episodes. After the episode, we asked Alicia to play around with our theme song, and this is what happened.
Y'all put me on the spot. You know you're supposed to give me one night.
Just keep playing it.
It's just instrumental?
It's just instrumental.
I wish I could listen to some and play it.
Don't we all?
What's the first word? The first word.
I don't want to be.
It was, I just want to be myself.
And so it's a.
I don't want to be.
Myself. Okay.
I don't want to be.
Anyone.
Anyone.
I don't
want to
be anyone.
I just want to be myself.
I don't want to be anyone. I just want to be.
Exactly.
I got it. One, two. We got an answer.
I don't want to be anyone.
I just want to be myself.
I don't want to be anyone.
Yeah.
I just want to be myself.
I don't want to be anyone. I just want to be myself.
I just want to be. I just want to be myself. I don't want to be anyone else.
Yeah.
I just want to be myself. I just want to be. I just want to be myself.
Oh, wait. We got to get this one time real good.
Me too.
There
you
go.
That little harmony.
Two, ready, and.
I just want to be myself. I don't want to be anyone else. I just want to be myself. I just want to be. I just want to be myself.
Yes.
I don't want to be anyone else. I just want to be myself. I just want to be.
So beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
New theme song.
To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/Red Table Talk. Thanks for listening to this episode of Red Table Talk Podcast, produced by Facebook Watch, Westbrook Audio, and iHeartRadio.